Oh my god, yeah, what must this look like?
Fletch, yeah. Well, this is when Fletch exits the secret passageway. Mm-hmm. You come out into the concourse of this level of the city, and you see that there is a huge crowd fleeing from the direction that the zoological exhibit was heading.
Jimmy John's rappers spread across the floor.
just a flood of people that you are fighting against if you want to continue to head that direction. You overhear people saying things in Dwarvish, you know, like, help, call the guards, you know, save us. Just cries of panic.
I look up to see where Pete is, just to make eye contact with him, because he was up on,
lurking. Yeah.
And I see him, and then I look towards the people, and then I look back at him. I'm like, this is probably our doing. And I run.
Just nods.
Yeah. And then so I head towards where everybody's running from.
You head that way. When you push your way through the crowd, you see the scene as it was just moments ago, where Zabbis with angel wings and horns and this incredible appearance is standing in front of the enormous skeleton of that giant ape. There are broken, torn bodies at its feet. It has blood covering the bones. Flack, with shirt waving behind him, has success.
Are they covering up my legs?
Yes, the shirt is covering up your legs. So you're just arms and head in this big oversized shirt, is hanging on to the skeleton of a large cat that is trying to buck him off. You don't see Margarine, but you see a group of cultists. There's people everywhere that are running around, fleeing. The floor is covered in bones. There is a cultist that has...
Every fucking season, the floor is covered in bones. What's up with us?
There is a cultist that has animated a bunch of those bones into a large bone monster.
And that's a concentrated spell?
As best you can tell. The spell that was, like, moving around and, like, ripping skeletons out of bodies has, as best you can tell, stopped. Mm-hmm. But this animated spell is just happening, and all the bones are gathering into this creature. What do you do? Oh, roll a new initiative, I guess, and we'll give you this turn, and then wherever you end up, we'll...
Eight.
Eight will be at the bottom.
Thank you.
Okay, so it is your turn, and you can go ahead and do whatever you like.
He obviously doesn't say anything, because he's just flabbergasted at what I left this at and what it is currently. I guess I try to assess what's happening. And I think the biggest threat that I can see is the big bone monster that was just created. Mm-hmm. And so I try to look and see if I am understanding necromancy correct, that there is a person who has conjured this creature, hoping that it's a concentration spell.
That's true. Why the fuck didn't I even think of that? That there's someone who is, like, making this happen.
Yeah. I'm thinking...
I'm too egotistic. I'm just like, how can I use all this to look cool?
What I'd like to do is I want to, like, spin the bow staff just a little bit and then wind up and throw it as hard as I can, like a spear, at the guy conjuring the bone creature.
Okay, roll to hit.
So I just use the storm toe bow because I don't have, like, the
that's
bow
like
arrow.
Plus like 11 or something though. If you're throwing this, roll 20 plus dex. This is a brand new thing that you're not quite immediately great at.
Here's my 20. It's a 13 and my dex is 5, so 18.
You wind up and you toss the new bow.
Question for you. In my brain, because this is a electric it has lightning bow staff, when I throw it, does, like, the electricity charge up? Like, it's like a literally like a lightning bolt, but with a bow, the bow's, you know, the bow
does
staff.
Does it leave
and then
a trail of lightning? Or does it...
Both. A trail of lightning, and also
like a
point
of lightning.
Yeah, like a point. Does it have like a point to it?
It definitely has a point. It definitely like has a lightning aspect to it when you throw it, for sure.
Okay. Fletch is surprised by this, but also like, yeah, that's what I want.
You toss it, and it looks as though it is heading straight for the cultist that is casting the spell, but the bone creature detaches its arm and blocks the path of the staff. The bones erupt in an explosion of lightning and bone.
Ew, probably smell so bad.
Bone pieces scatter all over, hitting some of the attendees who have been unfortunate enough to not flee, some of which are hurt pretty good.
Who is still around?
It was a big crowd.
And it's been like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it also has been like only a couple minutes. One of the cultists from you, Marjorie, gets hit and drops on top of you.
Damn it.
Then the bone creature roars, and the cultist starts to pull more bones around to reform the arm. You do have another attack, but great. You don't have your staff.
I don't have my staff, but you do know what I have is gust of wind. Am I close enough to affect these bone creatures with my enormous gust of wind power?
You can, yes.
Okay.
It's a strength save, lest they be blown away. It's the bone monster, and the cultist is casting the spell. The cultist rolled a 1.
Hell yeah,
he did. But the monster rolled a 20.
Oh, man.
Cultist gets blown apart and does not finish.
Apart?
Yeah, wait,
not
what?
Not apart.
Hell, it ripped away. His arms off? Oh.
I'm doing what I can. The cultist gets blown away and is unable to finish the spell to reform the arm. So the bone monster is down to 1 arm.
It's armless, yeah.
But is still stands, resists your gust of wind, and roars at you. Now we have to split Margarine and Flack.
Yep.
So let's have you guys roll initiative rolls, and whoever gets the higher one will go first.
I got an 18.
I got an 18.
Wow.
Wow.
Lecturing forever.
Whose dex mod is higher?
Doing it again.
I'm doing my best.
Plus 9. Or wait, plus 4?
Dex modifier.
Yeah. Plus 4.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
Roll again.
11.
25.
Okay. There we go. Marjorie, it is your turn.
Okay.
You are pants. You have a body on top of you.
And I'm still being perceived by a couple of these cultists?
Yeah, there are 3 others that are still crouched over you. They have... their attention is now drawn away, though, after this one was hit with shattered bones.
They're
no longer looking down on you.
I'm going to use the only magic spell that Marjorie has.
Okay.
And it's Mage Hand.
Okay.
Gonna pull the ivory mask that she got last season out of her pocket.
Okay.
And hover it over the top of the pants as if it is a
cup.
My head.
Oh.
What?
So I'm just like just above the pants is floating.
Right.
Like a, so the like pants crash is,
I'm laying down like and I just got pinned down. Yeah. What?
Like the Crash Bandicoot mask is just floating around you.
Is that true?
Is it right above the waistband, or is it like where the head would be if you were a complete body?
That's a good
It would
question.
Be above the waistband.
Okay.
Which is hilarious looking.
Yeah. So I basically, I'm going to use this spectral hand to puppet the mask as if it were the head to my pants.
Okay.
And I want it to like... spooky quick look at these cultists and like get their attention.
Okay.
And like look at the one that's on me in disdain, in disgust, in like how get off of me. Like I'm gonna move this mask so that it gets into the face of the cultist who has fallen in the most like intimidating way that a mask can be intimidating.
Let's roll intimidation.
All right.
Good luck. This is cool.
13.
It's not the most intimidating thing. You're unable to like be expressive with the mask. You kind of just have to shake it in the air in an aggressive manner. But it is enough to kind of spook the nearby cultist where they pull the guy off. There's a scramble now to get the guy off of the pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would like Marjorie, with her actual hands, to cinch the top of the pants so that her head is hidden.
Okay.
And I want to stand up and be mask pants.
Okay.
What?
I'm a new character now. I'm mask pants.
You just gotta throw a bucket baby under the bus.
No, it's good. We can still be in the contest.
Yeah, Chelsea said I could make this work, so I'm gonna make this work.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm... How many more moves do I... Wait, I can disengage.
You could disengage. And also, you don't know if they perceive you as a threat right now.
All
right,
then I'm just gonna stand there impressively.
Okay. They're very puzzled. One of them runs a hand between the waistband and the mask to be like, "What's there?"
And the mask looks indignantly at the gesture.
Yeah,
how dare you?
No, they're just very kind of confused now. So Flack,
yeah,
you have gripped the back ribs,
yes,
of the cat.
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
Can I cast suggestion on this guy?
On the skeleton?
Yes.
Is there anything in the... Does it have anything in the... Let me look at the wording and see if there's anything about, like...
Target must make a wisdom saving throw.
It does.
And there was one other thing. A creature I can see within range that can hear and understand me. Creatures that can't be charmed are immune to the effect.
Understands all languages that they knew in life. I don't see anything about not being charmed. Okay, so what? Wisdom save? Yeah, it's gonna fail.
Okay.
One word suggestion, right? And you can't tell it to kill itself.
Limited to a sentence or two.
Oh, a sentence or two. Okay. Yeah.
Calm down and let me ride you.
It stops bucking.
Wow.
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
All right.
Oh man, I'm jealous.
But my is the shirt long enough to hang over my legs so that it almost looks like I'm just an upper torso sprouting out of the back of a skeleton saber tooth.
Well, it doesn't look like you've grown on top of the saber tooth, but it does cover your legs. So you do look like an upper torso that is on top of this thing, yes.
Excellent. Well, I've done all I need to do in this game, so... okay. Well, I cast a spell, so what else can I do?
You can move.
As in...
Now you're riding the thing, so I would let you move, and you can move further.
Where's...
You got new legs, I got new head.
Where's Zabbis?
To your left.
And what is Zabbis doing?
Zabbis and the gorilla are currently, like, staring at each other.
Okay.
The gorilla has not made an aggressive movement towards Zabbis.
I don't want to mess that up, then. Is anyone... Oh,
there's
I guess
the bone creature.
I'm going to ride up to be next to Fletch so that he and I can take on the bone creature side by side as F brothers.
Oh, somebody noticed me.
It's me.
You do that. You pull up next to Fletch. The skeleton and Pete.
Oh.
Our friends?
are skeptical of each other. They're doing that thing where they're like keeping their distance.
Okay.
Is the skeleton bigger than Pete?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pete starts going.
Yes. The skeleton's significantly bigger than Pete. Probably twice the size or more.
Yeah.
It was big beefy cat, big beefy saber-toothed cat. Okay, it is the enemy's turn. The skeleton...
Dude, if you get on your cat, we can ride around.
Oh my god.
And then we could, like, grab a rope, and then we can, like, AT-AT some
people. We can tie some people up, knock them over.
Okay. As Flack is saying this, the skeleton creature is going to attempt to punch him, and does.
Hey, we can do this cool thing. Oh! Gets knocked
Punches
off.
Punches Flack?
Yes.
Why? I just got here.
Yes, you did. And now you're going to take 11 damage as bone crushes into your body.
I'm just jealous that I ran. Yeah.
The harness has kind of caught into the bones. So you kind of are knocked back, but you're caught into the bones so you don't get knocked off. not going to knock you off your mount so quickly.
You best fucking not.
The skeleton gets another attack and is going to attempt to punch now. Fletch does not, though. You are able to nimbly dodge out of the way. The skeleton doesn't move particularly well. It's very jerky and cumbersome because it's made up of thousands and thousands of bird bones. Among other bones.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Some dwarf bones. If he some other animal bones.
If he punched Flak, wouldn't the bones just...
shatter? Yeah. Break? Some of them do.
Some do? Okay. That's cool and gross.
Yeah, it is. This thing is in constant state of change.
Perhaps it's a metaphor. The noises.
Yeah.
You. All the breaking and crunching. The cultists that are around you, Margarine, start to kind of back away. They're very confused. They give you very confused looks. Look, you can see their eyes are focused on the mask. They're like looking around, panicked. They're trying to kind of figure out what's going on. They don't attack you. Zabbis, the gorilla. The gorilla kind of steps forward and looks at you. As best you can, I mean, it doesn't have eyebrows or any way to make an expression, but it kind of cocks its head to a side, and it steps toward you, its jaw kind of chatters, like it's trying to make noise, but it can't, and it holds toward you the, like, broken, torn half a dwarf that it has.
Oh, that's nice. It's like when Lucy dropped a dead lizard in our bedroom. I just Googled what a gorilla skeleton looks like. It's really weird looking.
Yeah, they're wild.
Yeah.
The giant arms and huge skull.
Really big head.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like offering me?
It's like offering. Oh. It's now your turn.
Okay. I guess I grab it. I don't want to hurt its feelings.
Okay.
And then... when I take it, what is it? What does it do?
It like pounds its chest.
Oh.
Does it break one of its rib cages?
Can I pet it? Can I give it like a little pat on the head?
Roll
like,
animal handling. Roll with advantage because you accepted its gift.
22.
22 is enough. Yeah. You can definitely pat it.
Nice.
It lets you approach.
Okay. So while we're good. I don't want to push it too far yet. I don't want to, like, hop on it yet and fuck all this up. So we're buds now. I kind of look around and, like, where's the giant thing? The bone?
To your right.
It sucks. I don't know what, like, skeleton... like, what are skeletons immune to besides poison, apparently? Can I cast... Oh, you know what? I just realized when I cast... because it's been so fucking long. When I cast... Tasha's otherworldly guys. I didn't roll for wild magic.
Oh, yeah. That is a big part of your person.
But I can roll.
If you're casting a sorcerer spell now, we'll roll.
Okay.
We'll
I think I'm going to cast Tasha's mind whip.
Okay.
At it. At fourth level.
Okay, that's a 40% chance of wild magic.
It's okay, so you psychically lash out at one creature you can see within range. Oh, wait. Should be.
Yeah, definitely.
On a failed save, the target takes 3d6 psychic damage, and it can't take a reaction until the end of its next turn. Moreover, on its next turn, it must choose whether it gets a move in action or a bonus action. It gets only one of the three.
Ooh. Okay.
On a successful save, the target takes half as much. And, okay. Oh, when you can... Oh, let me see. Oh, I can target an additional creature for each slot level above second.
Oh,
are
shit.
There any other ones next to that thing or no?
Yeah, there's the cultist who formed this thing.
Oh, that shit.
That is nearby that Fletch knocked over with the gust of wind. And then there's the ones that are around Margarine. Those are the ones that you can see currently.
Okay, I'm...
Well, I guess Flak has control of the cat right now.
Yeah, I'm going to also target the thing, like, summoning it, and then whatever other cultist is close enough.
Okay. You know what? We're going to say that the wild magic effect from your thing is that it's not going away. your like transform your appearance. Like, because I gave you horns, which permanent. Were not. Well, so far it's not going away. Like, I think the spell should probably have ended by now, but it's not going away. So we'll see. We'll say that that's how the wild magic is affecting that spell. But let's roll for wild magic on this one.
Okay.
32 will be wild magic.
Here we go.
Roll another D100.
I hope this helps my guys.
It probably will. I mean, sometimes it's...
We're all going to lose our hair again.
22.
Find out.
This suggestion comes to us from Austin Chatham. Chatham? Sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, Austin. But you have made it so that Zabbis causes the sound of a cat scratching a chalkboard to fill the area for 30 seconds.
Oh, no!
Ugh. Oh, my gosh, no. The girl is going to be so freaked.
Oh, man.
Yes, the animals, Pete included, are going nuts.
I believe it.
Flack.
Oh man!
You have to make a let's do a
Chatham.
Let's do a strength saving throw. See if you can stay on. Hang on.
Ooh, love my plus zero on that.
Oh no!
10. No, you are flung from the back of the cat.
No.
Oh, and
that sucks.
The gorilla is also very, 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 very freaked out by this scratch noise. The bone creature freaked out by the scratch noise. All of the other animals that have not yet been hit with necromancy are spooked, and some of them start running around.
Oh my god.
And now, but you do get to roll damage for your mind whip. So,
yeah, so there's that.
How many dudes are you targeting?
Three.
Three? Okay. And it's intelligence saving throw. So it's
I guess I can tag. Oh, wait. No, three. I can target three.
Three. And it's two of the cultists and the bone creature.
Yeah.
They all fail.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the bone creature, random cultist, and then whoever is summoning. The cultist that's summoning the guy.
The bone creature, yeah.
Did I get cut ever?
Yeah, you got like poked. You would have bled from that.
Where?
Shoulder, what? Superficially.
Okay, cool.
What?
What?
It's shoulder that worked.
Landed in a pile of bones.
Oh, yes, I
that's
did.
True. Yeah, so
cool.
Butt.
Cool, okay.
There'd also be some butt blood.
Butt blood.
I don't want that. It's fine.
Let's go, butt blood.
So I have an 8, 12,
okay.
And 13.
The cultist who was knocked over by the gust of wind is looking pretty rough now after being mind whipped. The bone creature kind of reacts as though it's been hit. You, Fletch, and Flack... Well, Flack, no, you don't see this. You have been flung from the back of the cat, so you were prone somewhere nearby. Mm-hmm. But Fletch, you see that the bone creature reacts as if it has been hit by something. One of the cultists by you, Margarine, also reacts as if it has been hit by something. And it looks in the direction of Zabbis. The gorilla skeleton and the big cat skeleton are freaking out from this sound. The cats now are starting to circle each other. They have met and engaged in a cat fight. It is Margarine's turn now.
So
this horrible screeching noise is happening.
It's not clear where the screeching noise is coming from.
Correct,
right?
It is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
You guys kind of know who did it.
Sure.
I just turned around like...
So Margarine has, when she summoned the mask, she was closing the pants over her head with her actual hands.
Yes.
I want to have somehow like tied the drawstring so that's just cinched up there.
Sure.
Thank you. And now with this fucking noise where there's no clear obvious generated from... I'm gonna make the mask look like it's screaming.
Okay.
And as I want to make it look like I'm the one who's making that noise, The mask is like reaching its face up towards the sky and shaking. And as that happens, Marjorie's going to cover her little finger hands in the blood that's coming off of her shoulder from her stab wounds and her like falling in the bones, and cut little slits in the sides of the shorts. And slowly, as if it is the most painful thing that her body has ever done, make her hands covered in blood emerge out of the sides of the shorts as the face screeches into the air.
Okay.
Born unto the world.
Roll intimidation with advantage.
Are you pretending that this noise is you
yes.
sprouting
oh,
arms
I
out
love
of your
it.
I'm pretending that this noise is me sprouting bloody arms out of the sides of my pants.
Way yeah, definitely advantage adapt. On the intimidation roll.
I like to see that.
Alright, my first roll. Both rolls? 17.
17 will intimidate the cultists. They freak out. And they drop what they are holding, their shitty knives. One of them even like grabs his mask and throws it aside. And they start to flee.
Great. I also want to make it clear for listeners that Marjorie is she needs to stay in hiding. That's why right. She hasn't like popped yes. out and just started killing people.
It would behoove Marjorie to remain hidden.
Yes.
Your blood is something that you think that the people up here are after, the mysterious professor character.
She does. They don't know that the blood on her arms is...
They don't.
It doesn't smell weird.
They flee, the cultists, from you in terror. Flack, it is your turn. You stand up, presumably?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you're just shirt?
Yep.
Oh, I guess...
No, I don't stand.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to keep up the ruse of crawling?
Yeah, I'm going to crawl. How far am I from stuff?
Not far. Like, right next to. You just got bucked off. You're nearby the skeleton again. You had suggested it, but that's not charming it.
I mean, correct. I'm standing right. next to you.
Yeah, and, and Fletch is nearby.
Climb up on my back.
I can see the big bone monster still.
Right, yeah, right problem. In front of you. Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna cast Disintegrate on it.
Oh, wow.
A thin green ray springs.
You can do that?
It's a new one. A thin green ray springs from my pointing finger to a target that I can see. It can be a creature, which it is. It must make a dex saving throw. And then on a failed save, did it fail?
Disintegrates. It failed.
It takes 10d6 plus 40 force damage.
Oh my god, you learned this from down, the lich.
If it, what?
You oh, learned yeah. this
You
from
were
the
disintegrated.
Lich.
Oh yeah.
That was the spell Ooh. That killed
Oh
Black.
Yeah, that's why I learned this. That's canon now.
The bone turns into flaggetti.
Oh god.
Did it get it down to zero hit points?
Don't you have to roll?
No, the target is disintegrated if this damage leaves it with zero hit points.
Right, isn't it like 10d10
oh,
or
yeah,
whatever?
10d6 plus 40.
Yeah, so I mean, unless you roll like 10 ones.
Okay. 10d6. How do I?
You should be able to click it.
One,
in the...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10d6. I see a lot of ones. 33 plus 40, 73 damage.
Yeah, 73 damage will disintegrate.
Okay, it is now disintegrated. A disintegrated creature and everything it is wearing and carrying, except magic items, are reduced to a pile of fine gray dust.
As this screeching noise is happening.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's a chalkboard noise. It's not screaming, but it is, yeah. As much as I want it to be the skeleton in Ghost of Sargasso.
Okay. That's it, I did it.
Okay.
You're welcome, everyone.
You have disintegrated it. It is the enemy's turn. The hurt cultist that had originally conjured the bone monster now looks past the disintegrated dust. Like, you guys, from your point of view, Fletch, you're looking, you know, at the skeleton monster. The skeleton monster disintegrates past that. Now is this cultist that you knocked over with gust
of
wind.
He's on the ground.
He's just on the ground, and he's just panic backing away from you. panic backing away from you. It doesn't look like he's going to attack you. And then he is disintegrated.
Oh,
what?
And you hear the clanging of metal, something mechanical, like pounding. There's a series of mechanical, like booms, from behind you all. You turn around and you see a rigged up, robot. Yeah, like a mech kind of thing. with a dwarf
pilot. There's mechs in the Didgeridon?
Piloting it. This dwarf is incredibly well dressed, like the fanciest guy that you have seen. Big wig, piloting this mech. The mech has like cannon arms.
Is it like a fucking
arms.
Like Goliath from StarCraft?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that big. Okay. It's more like the Wolverine, right? What was the smaller one?
It's in the last Matrix movie. It's the guy who's got the big guns. He's like,
Oh, yeah.
That's
I was mixing up StarCraft and what does he Command always and Conquer, say? I think.
Goliath Online.
Yeah.
Wait, no, what? In the third, that guy.
Oh, he's like, knuckle up.
Yeah, knuckle up. Yeah.
Knuckle up or knuckle down.
The cannons fire off these blasts of energy. And the gorilla, looking at Zabbis, takes one last look back at Zabbis, and then is disintegrated.
Oh my god!
Why do you waves? Do this to me every season? You like almost give me an animal friend, and then you kill it in front of my eyes. It's disgusting.
Russell only wants one thing, and it's disgusting.
And it's disgusting.
The cultists by Margarine are disintegrated. The cat skeleton is disintegrated. Then Pete goes over and like swipes at the dust.
Good job.
And then the few people who are left start cheering, and they you hear the prince. The prince has come to save us! Yay! The prince is here. What? Three prince? Cheers for the prince.
What?
The prince is a mech.
Hey everybody, Grussel here with a few quick announcements, then we're going to get you right back to it. Thanks so much for listening to episode 153 of D&D&D. Be sure to follow us on social media at D&D&D Pod on Twitter or D&D&D Pod on Instagram, or email us at dndndpod@gmail.com. Real quick, want to go over the schedule again for this month, as the spooky season is upon us, and we will not have as regular of regular episodes throughout this month. So again, the schedule going forward is today, obviously, regular episode, and then next week, that is Wednesday, October 5th, will be chapter 2 of the Tim Paralogue. So hope you guys enjoyed chapter 1. If you haven't listened to that yet, go check it out. It's a lot of fun, and we are going to continue the story of Tim as he explores the Shadowfell after searching for the Stormtail bow from the end of season 4. That's where we're picking that story up. So check that out. Chapter 1 is out. Go listen to that, and chapter 2 will come out next Wednesday, October 5th. October 12th and 19th will be regular episodes. Those will be part 1 and part 2 of our last recording before we weren't able to record for a little while. And those will be a little bit shorter, like I said last time, but definitely want to make sure that you guys get episodes and we continue getting new story content for you. To that end, we'll close out the month on the 26th with Chapter 3 of the Tim Paralogue, and then we will go from there. So make sure you're staying tuned to these announcements for all of the schedule updates. Follow the Twitter for the latest and greatest on the schedule. We are going to have a little bit of a weird month here in October, but then we'll be back to it in early November, and hopefully through the end of the year. There's only one Halloween, as far as I know, in a year, mercifully, for the Dead Meat family of products. Speaking of Dead Meat, I joined James and Chelsea on their Patreon for a commentary track this month of The Cat in the Hat, which is a fucking horrible movie, but we had a lot of fun watching it, and if you want to listen to us watch that movie and watch along with us, you can find that on both our Patreon and the Dead Meat Patreon for I think $3 or $5 is the threshold for those. So check those out. Patreon.com/dndndpod. We've got other D&D related rewards over there on the Patreon. The T Public shop for merch, link in the description. Beth's shop is still under construction, but will be returning sometime in the near future for Beth's art. We've got some fun stuff in store for that, still in the works as Beth preps for another convention. Exciting times for the cast of D&D. Exciting times. Thank you for joining us through all of the exciting times. I'm going to stop talking now, except for a couple ads, and then we will get back to the rest of this episode. So thanks, everybody. Do what's fun.
I guess I cheer
to like fit in. Do I still look like a horrible eldritch being from another plane? I'm just like, yeah.
Marjorie just starts clapping her bloody hands.
Wait, do we still have our rings?
You do.
Get over here and reaffix yourself to me.
I'm a new thing now.
No. But we didn't enter the new thing into the competition. We didn't do the paperwork.
I don't care. I want to be this thing now.
What do I do? My bottom half was disintegrated. Wait, was it disintegrated?
Take off your shirt.
No, you were just torn apart.
Yeah, but what happened to the...
He believes this whole time that his bottom half is gone.
No, the saber-toothed skelly.
The what?
The saber-toothed skelly.
Yeah, was disintegrated. Yes.
Yeah, my new bottom half was disintegrated.
Well, that's too bad. Maybe you should keep like special legs in your pockets. Like I kept my new face in my pocket.
My pockets aren't that big.
I don't need you anymore, Flack. I have a new head.
People are cheering for the prince. And the prince piloting the mech steps into the center of the area that you guys are in and raises his arms and the arm cannons come with it and kind of twists around.
Wait.
Taking in the cheers.
Flack, I have a new idea. Maybe that thing can be your legs.
That might get me in trouble.
I just sidle up to the group. I imagine that at least the three of us, F-Boys and Marjorie, can get to the same area.
Yeah.
I just sort of walk over to what looks like the top half of a body, which is Flack.
Yeah, you're just kind of crawling, right?
I crawl up Fletch's back.
Okay.
I'm on his back now.
You are on his back now. You hear people are cheering for the prince. The prince calls out, "Citizens, fear not, for the prince is here. And the prince has come to save you. For the victims, masks for them all." And people cheer.
Yeah.
For them all. A party gift? What?
No, those like funeral masks.
Oh.
Yes, masks.
Like this one. And I move my head up and down.
Masks for them all, they shall be honored, for they gave their lives in defense of our fair city and our fair empress. And heroes!
And he indicates you guys.
Yes!
Yeah!
Was that my voice? No, what was my... yes! I don't know what my monster voice was.
Your monster voice was kind of like, like nice and
a newly born
yeah,
good
like,
boy.
Come this way. Like a just very like a the fucking woman in the Clone Wars. It was like the
long neck
yeah,
lady.
You were very like in service of
ennui.
That tone had implications.
So heroes.
For rushing into the fray and defending our fair city, you shall have the honor of dining with me this evening in the palace.
Do we get cool outfits?
Are you asking that of your prince?
Yes.
Thank you. I think we'll accept.
I just want to say I'm having a very big internal struggle right now because I feel like I could bullshit these cultists. I'm a little concerned about trying to lie to this prince who I just feel like must know if there's a, I don't know, but no, the prince like wouldn't believe.
The lore that you have for this place is that those who are not in the cult do not believe that the dragon is real.
So, do I have a ring of secrecy?
Yes, you do.
Am I the only one that doesn't?
Yes.
Guys, what the fuck do I do? I'm in this whole ass disguise.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he'll just think I was really clever.
Well, are all the cultists dead?
Yes.
Wait, you should continue your ruse as being the scientist who created the bucket baby.
That's
you were also able to do this to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it was science, not magic.
Science.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Also, I'm science.
No, too. No. Tell Margarine to be my legs again.
I want to be this pants head.
She can't be this guy.
Look at me. I look really good. I drew pants and... Okay, I got a little, really small, but I've got bloody arms, and then the head hovers above the drawstring, little bow pants, and then my little feet.
But that's not who we entered into the competition.
I was freed. I was freed from the inside of
So your head
baby.
Is like in the pants.
Yeah.
Right, so is your voice all muffled?
Not with the rings
not
of
with
secrecy.
The rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'll be speaking.
Okay, yeah. I don't know, did you see that drawing? It looks pretty cool. You might have to figure some of your own shit out.
I think you should get mech legs.
Hey, Fletch, we're talking in the rings, and you're just going to have to be my legs for now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay, all right. Everyone's cool with this.
Oh, what do you want? What do you want?
I want Margarine legs again.
Well, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Look at her.
I know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys are talking
blood dripping
out loud.
From my hands.
Yeah.
I'm like right in his ear though.
Yeah. You guys are whispering.
Yeah, I'm like not really moving my mouth.
And the prince has disengaged from his mech and hops down.
How accessible is that mech?
Oh my god.
I mean, it's there.
I'll just wait.
I was going to just ask him if he can use it because we had an
do
accidental,
that.
Excuse me, fair prince.
Nice.
As you can see, I've created an abomination that's split into two smaller abominations.
That's me. I am one half of the
and
abomination.
As you can see,
and I bow.
Yes. that one is the legs. And then this unfortunate creature now is. Has no way of locomoting around. So, can we use your mech suit, please? It's really cool.
It's very
cool. It solves two problems. Which solves the problem of you not having a way to get around, and it also solves, I don't know, the fact that this pants creature is pretty fucking cool looking, and you're just kind of like the upper half of a guy.
Or maybe not the princely mech, but is there a smaller version of...
Oh yeah, can we like rent one?
Like a
What kind of negotiator are you? We didn't even hear back from them.
This is the prince, man. You can't just ask.
Wait, we can rent one out like when you rent like bikes at a beach and they have the little flag on them.
Yeah.
So you know they're the rental.
Yeah.
It's smaller legs that you're looking for. Smaller legs I might be able to provide. And he pulls out like a slate. It's like a piece of, stone and a tool from his his jacket. And he uses it like a stylus on a tablet. The legs of the mech like open up and smaller legs come out.
What?
Whoa.
Those are mine?
Sometimes a prince can't always walk around ready to disintegrate things. It's undignified.
My legs now?
Well, how else are you going to get up to the palace for our meal?
Ha ha! Put me
creature.
On those legs, Fletch.
Yeah, of course, sir.
The legs, of course, can follow along. Are they connected psychically somehow?
Yeah. I don't really know how it works. They kind of just created themselves like a half hour ago. It seems like it must have a brain of some kind.
I make a little symbol of a heart with my hands.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah.
Some scientific mysteries don't come to us until after the experiments are done. I understand this, of course. By all means, use my auxiliary legs.
Put me on the legs.
Yeah, okay, here. There you go.
While that happens, can Margarine really take a closer look at that tablet that he pulled out?
Sure, roll stone tablet. Investigation.
Through the zipper? How are you going to look?
I have magic enchanted. Eyes.
Yeah, Verdalia
yeah, she
enchanted.
Can like see oh. through the
see
clothes.
Through the fabrics. Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's 4 plus 7, 11.
It's completely blank as best you can tell. And
but does it remind me at all of like the runic symbol stuff from my experience?
You don't see any runes. You don't see anything on the tablet. There's no remnants of him like drawing or writing anything.
And the stylus is
the stylus is a metal tool that doesn't have any distinguishing marks on it. Does it remind Margarine of her
carving tools?
Probably.
She wants it.
Does it explicitly resemble them? No. Not as best you can tell. Does it remind Margarine of it? If it does remind Margarine of it, it reminds Margarine of it.
I think it does.
Now that Flack has been on the auxiliary legs, they're not as grand or as large. They're more, you know, very kind of rudimentary. They don't also support your weight as well. They kind of like wobble a little bit.
Some prince.
He looks around, and he walks over to the judge's table, which has been flipped over. The papers are all over the place. The judges are kind of cowering as best they could behind, all tipped over cages and stuff like that. The judges, though, were seemingly, I forget if I said that they were killed before or not.
The MC was killed.
The MC was, for sure.
Don't recall the judges being killed.
I don't recall the judges being killed. But anyway.
Maybe one of them.
Maybe one of them at least is around. And the prince goes over and he says, well, it seems that all of this fracas was erupted right before they were able to read the results. We can't have that. It would ruin the expo if we were not to award a winner. Well, all right, let's see what,
are
what
we the
results
only...
are.
Wow. Are any of the contestants left?
There are a few that have survived, and now they kind of like come out from hiding places. Oz made it.
Excuse me? The contestants aren't?
No, the contestants are all very fucking dead.
Oh, yeah,
dead.
Sorry, but yeah, like the entrance. Yeah.
the researchers who submitted their zoological finds, all of the animals either dead, disintegrated, or have fled. There are no remaining creatures that are still around.
Smells like victory to me.
And it smells like promotion.
The prince picks up some papers, he ruffles through, and he says, it seems that the winner was about to be announced, but we were deprived of that honor by these crazy cultists. A Winsenir Kramen for a four-armed creature was...
That's me!
Oh, heroes! You are the winner, too!
Yeah.
Oh, well, you are quite the impressive visitors to our fair empire, I must say.
It is a real good day, I say, standing among a bunch of dead bodies and dust.
This is one of the best days
the
we've ever had.
End credits roll.
This is like a guy like just dies in the background. Well, a cultist like reaches and then falls.
What do we win?
There should have been medals here at some point. Excuse me. And he like rolls over a body and he pulls out the box of medals and he says, yes, you get the gold, of course, Professor Kramen. So,
Margarine's gonna walk up to the box and just start rummaging through it as he's holding it.
In case that wasn't on mic, Chelsea was drinking and just and snapped. And it was absolutely perfect.
Like it was a naughty
That's why
dog.
Do the cat.
Fascinating. The motor control, you're quite an experiment. I work in mechanics myself, but the biological field is beyond my comprehension. Nerve endings, so much more complicated than wires.
incredible work. You must tell me about it over dinner. But for now, here is your medal. I'm sorry, I'm not on my legs anymore. You'll have to crouch. So you're a tall.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
thank you. All right. And here you go.
this is a lot less ceremonial than I was anticipating, but I guess everyone's dead, so.
Yes, it's a body count is to be expected whenever we have the expo, but this was quite elaborate, these damn cultists.
Do you still have horns, Zavis?
Oh, yeah. I'm fucked up looking.
It's going to be tough to get a medal around those.
Why is this prince played by Matthew Berry?
That is exactly who it's supposed to be.
I was wondering when that character was going to show up.
I told Chelsea I wanted to try to get a Matt Berry voice, and I couldn't. So this is my best attempt.
I like it.
Yeah, it's got the
weird inflections.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The pomposity.
for second place, well, who's left? You! Congratulations, you're second place. And he tosses the medal at Oz.
Yeah. Oh, good job, Oz.
What was your submission? And he like kind of points at one of the piles of bones.
No! He didn't deserve that.
Oh, well, better luck next year. I mean, at least you lived through it. So any day that you can keep doing science is a good day. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You are foreigners. I have not introduced myself. I am Prince Cedric Hammerfist, Duke of Forgi.
Damn,
Marjorie thinks Prince and Duke?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that.
Oh. That'd be wild if he was like, well, yes.
Like, well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you say his name one more time?
Cedric Hammerfist.
Thank you.
Duke of what?
Forgi.
Dude, that's a dope ass name.
Can you be a prince and a duke?
Yeah.
I haven't read that novel yet.
Prince William, currently Duke of Cambridge.
Yeah.
At college.
Most princes are like, they have a gajillion ass titles besides just prince. It's really stupid.
Prince Charles was Duke of Cornwall.
What a dumb name. Sorry. Don't arrest me.
What? No, dude. Coming? We fought a war.
We're not a war tonight. To respect that.
Yeah, fuck them.
We worship money. Prince of Hammerfell? No.
Hammerfist.
I promise.
Cedric Hammerfist.
Cedric Hammerfist.
He is Prince Cedric Hammerfist and
Duke of
Forgi.
Forgi. Cool.
You impressive looking being as you must be, Professor Kramen. Was this part of your experimentation, this whole thing?
Yes.
Excellent.
And Marjorie touches his wings.
Mm-hmm.
I've
taken the festival, or the, what is this?
Expo.
Yeah, I've taken the, I just couldn't think of what that word was. I've taken this expo as a chance to continue a series of ongoing experiments, so they are constantly in flux in the spirit of celebration of science.
You know, roll persuasion.
That's why there's no consistency. Oh, yeah, 28.
I love the enthusiasm. It's more of our researchers here in the Empire could follow your example and commit themselves to a life full of science and sacrificing their own bodies for the study. It's a practice we used to celebrate, but has fallen off recently, and you know, fewer and fewer dwarves are earning their masks. But all the victims here today shall of course be so honored for
we falling. Get masks too. Do we get masks too?
Yeah, right.
He walks over to you, and he puts a hand on your shoulder, and like now you're basically of a height. Like the smaller legs are made to be kind of like dwarf legs, so like you have to kind of like crunch your legs up to like fit in the shirt. And he puts a hand on you, and he says, "You, my friend, are simply an experiment. I'm sorry."
Oh.
it's best you know now, as you develop more consciousness, that you know that you are not the same as us.
Wow, thank you for... I was going to have to break the news to him one day myself. I'm glad you ripped that Band-Aid off.
I just make eye contact with Fletch and just like hold my tongue, but convey my sadness to him.
I just shrug.
Marjorie's under the pants. Her face is like, oh no.
I'm
His pride
gonna...
is not going to be okay with that.
I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Nope.
I will never live this down.
I'm gonna kill this prince.
Oh no.
D&D is a Moorpark Media podcast and a Spotify preferred partner. Written and edited by me, James Gressel. D&D is performed by James A. Janisse, Chelsea Rebecca, Beth Radloff, and Mike Seigen.